Family farming at the heart of sustainable food systems.
An African radio series.
Mbiwata FM, 106.7 FM, Morogoro, Tanzania.
Dear esteemed Mbiwata FM listeners, welcome to our Sustainable Production Radio Session Series. And today we are honored to have in studio guests who we will be discussing family farming with. They will tell us what family farming is and many other issues pertaining to family farming.
Kilimo cha kifamilia ni mfumo wa kilimo ambapo kwa kiasi kikubwa unafanywa na
Family farming is a farming system that relies heavily on family labor for the purposes of feeding the family itself, but also for production that feeds the community and nation as a whole. Statistically, it produces about 90% of all food consumed in the world. And so, in our nation, Tanzania, about 90% of food is produced by farmers that follow the family farming system.
I view family farming as an integrated farming system that prioritizes smallholder farmers, but also respects their local systems and ensures access to food that is also safe for the whole world.
Kilimo cha kifamilia kina umuhimu mkubwa katika mfumo wa chakula.
Family farming is very important to the global food system because a large percentage of the world's consumed food is derived from this system. But it is also important in maintaining biodiversity and helping environmental conservation and climate change mitigation.
Speaking of the importance of family farming in the world by explaining, we may not be able to complete everything. First of all, we are here today because of being fed through smallholder farmers, as they are the main producers, but also the main protectors of all the biodiversity found in the world. Small farms highly value biodiversity, whereas the larger farms destroy life systems. Small farmers protect seeds, water, and land.
Kutokana na mchango mkubwa wa kilimo cha kifamilia kidunia katika
Family farming is important on a global level because it is a system that employs many people, and it contributes greatly to biodiversity conservation, and therefore is a positive response to climate change. The United Nations adopted a resolution to recognize family farming for the first time in 2014, which was the International Family Farming Year. In 2017 and 2018, it adopted a 10-year resolution on family farming that would last until 2028 in an effort to recognize family farming in policymaking, governmental systems, and in advocating for policies capable of making family farming grow, so it can maintain a global production system as a whole.
Family farming is a system that largely helps in the fight against climate change, compared to other farming systems practiced by large companies that use tracts of land and use destructive environmental systems, as well as agriculture, until food reaches the end consumer.
I am a smallholder in a family farm, in the sense that we cooperate at all stages, from field preparation to harvesting. Our farming system helps us to reduce costs and share skills on different matters. I am engaged in sustainable agriculture, and one of the benefits of this form of agriculture is that the environment is protected, and the natural products are also safe for consumption. This then benefits the farmer and the consumer as well. This system also enhances soil fertility without jeopardizing its quality.
There has been a perception that smallholder agriculture cannot feed the world or the growing society. This isn't right because since their existence, family farmers have contributed to the available food that is consumed in the world.
Kulisha hii jamii inayoongezeka si kweli na ni mifumo tu ya kilaghai ambayo inataka kuondoa.
It isn't true that family farmers are useless. That's what big companies who are only looking to profit and to create wealth say. They're trying to remove small farmers and to obtain means of production, including land. And that is why today you will hear small farmers in some places have been removed to pave the way for an investor who's going to cultivate maybe palm oil or who will do so-called agribusiness. So it's not true that family farmers and their farming practices cannot feed the world, because history shows that they have been able to feed the world even in difficult times. Despite the challenges that they are put through, like the availability of capital, land, and loss of their indigenous knowledge, fraudulent efforts of turning them into markets, thus removing them from indigenous ways and concepts, but still they've managed to feed the world and the so-called growing population.
We as family farmers are greatly despised, but the truth is that we are the ones who feed the entire country. For example, in my district, Ludewa, all food available in the market comes from us family farmers. Therefore, the aim of the United Nations resolution is to recognize the importance of family farming and encourage the government to enact beneficial policies for sustaining family farming.
A lot has been said on family farming. Basically, family farming is the heart of sustainable food production in the world. For their great number of capacities, family farmers have continued to feed the world, maintain the welfare of their societies and biodiversity, and it's high time that the world and governments in respective countries put in place policies and systems that protect the rights of family farmers as stipulated in the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Peasants and Other People Living in Rural Areas.
Family farming at the heart of sustainable food systems.
An African radio series.
This is Yenkaza Africa production for the United Nations Decade of Family Farming.
In collaboration with AMARC, World Association of Community Radio Broadcasters, and the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations.